K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer returns for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition. Yes, late afternoon on this Tuesday, June 29th, 2021, and we're quickly winding down the month of June. Summer has arrived already. It is in full motion, and on this daily this afternoon, I'm going to talk about going back to the baseball diamond here for you guys here this afternoon, talking about one of the cats who will be getting drafted at some point in the upcoming draft later on this year. That person, no other than left-hander ace Jordan Wicks. He was named to the Collegiate Baseball's All-America third team. This happened last Thursday, and again, this got over, again, kind of overshadowing a little bit, but again, this is why I read these things, this is why the Triple P podcast exists, because of things like this. But Jordan Wicks, third team, not first team, unfortunately, and definitely not second team, for whatever reason, but hey, it is what it is. Third team All-America to the Big 12. As well, and then he led the conference this year in the strikeout game category as well. Wicks, again, an all Big 12 first team selection, led the Wildcats with his six victories this past year to go with a 3.70 ERA. Wicks struck out a single season program record 118 batters to lead the Big 12 during the regular season, and his 230 career strikeouts are the most ever by a Wildcat who stepped on the mound for K-State. That's big right there. Just to run down some more numbers here real quick. Excuse me. Bear with me here. Wicks turned in seven quality efforts, going at least five innings in every start this year. He totaled a team-high 92 one-third innings, issuing only 28 walks there in the opposing teams together. This year, under 250, exactly 249 average. That's pretty strong. Not Jacob DeGrom strong by any means, but that's pretty good. That's pretty good right there for a collegiate pitcher, especially an ace like Jordan Wicks like that. And of course, we talked about him on this podcast throughout the year. And of course, I met one of the dailies. He was earned Big 12 Pitcher of the Week twice this year with the addition of his Big 12 first team selection as well. He was first team Big 12 selection. This was a different category here. He was Collegiate Baseball's All-America third team. So I don't know which pitchers were on the second team, but I think Wicks should be on that list. But I do want to confirm that he was on the All Big 12 team's first team, anyways. And the senior left-hander becomes the first Wildcat to earn All-America honors. Obviously, Wicks was preseason All-America third team picked by the Collegiate Baseball prior to this year's campaign. And you got to go back to his freshman year where Wicks was also nominated to be an All-American by Collegiate Baseball following the 2019 season. So, obviously, Collegiate Baseball loves what they've seen from the stellar K-State left-hander ace as well. And I mentioned the Major League Baseball draft at the top of the podcast here this afternoon. Wicks is projected to go in the first round in the 2021 MLB draft later on this year. And obviously, to kind of put an icing on the cake on this edition of Triple P, K-State did finish the baseball year 2021 campaign with a 34-23 record. And that was its highest total. You got to go back to my senior year at K-State where the baseball team was rolling. And remember, that was the year where the Cats won the Big 12 Conference. 45 wins. In 2013, the Wildcats, they advanced deep in the conference tournament to the semifinal round of the 2021 Big Phillips 66 Big 12 Baseball Championship. There, it also marked their longest tournament run in the Big 12, you got to go back to 2008, and I probably mentioned that somewhere. I've done quite a bit of these now, so if you missed out on any of the dailies, please go back, check it out, download it, listen, tell your friends, to your fellow K-State buddies, your friends, alumni, wherever you listen to this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast Daily. So, Jordan Wicks, folks, more accolades for him as he's starting to work on the, or approaching slowly, the Major League Baseball draft later on this year. I don't know the exact date of that, but Jordan Wicks selected All-America third team by Collegiate Baseball once again. So, Jordan, congratulations to Jordan Wicks on a stellar K-State baseball pitching career. So, got to turn the page real quick, obviously. Bouncing around, trying to work things out between the Eastern Conference Finals right now with the Hawks. What they're doing, obviously, at the time of this podcast, which is today. Later on, it's game four of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Bucks and the Hawks. And this is a must-win. This is a must-win for the Hawks. If they lose this game, I already had my mind set that they're going to lose the series in five. So, I mean, it's been a heck of a run. Not trying to jinx it by any means. It's not done yet, but with the freak injury to Trae Young, all eyes are going to be on that tonight. So, I mean, that's changed the game right there. That's right there, the freak injury. Of course, Atlanta Sports gets cursed again with that. So, the damn referee did not give him much room at all. I mean, he wasn't even paying no attention, so I could go on and on. But, yeah, definitely, if the Hawks lose this game, they're going to definitely lose the series in five. But this run they've been on has been very fun, and hopefully they can get after it tonight. They should have won game three there, but Chris Middleton had other plans in store for the Hawks in the fourth quarter. So we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, this podcast, getting back on the tracks here real quick before I let y'all go on the rest of y'all evening, folks. The dailies, I will pop in still with those. Obviously, things have kind of slowed down a little bit, but recruiting has been going on, and there's been a couple commits already. I'm going to see if I can definitely get caught on those. Maybe I'll pop in here and there with one of those updates on those recruiting. This is for 2022, I believe. Yeah, we're getting ready for the 2021-2022 season. So definitely, still, it's going. The recruiting's hot and heavy right now. Right now, thanks, Taylor Bratt. On that note there, the weekly edition of the podcast, if you have not listened to, episode 55, please download it. Or if you missed out on any of the episodes, later episodes, like episode 50 up to now, please download it. It's in it, or any other old content. It's up right there. Get caught with that with me and Alex Aiden. And we will see Biden the schedule if we... Well, we might end up recording. Now, depending on, we might have to push the potential guests back to next week. And might record over the weekend. But stay tuned with the Purple Project Podcast daily/weekly for more updates on that. But for now, I'm going to let y'all ride out. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, Eddie Greer III. Go Cats. We will talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.